I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. May is considered the ideal month to climb Mount Everest. That's when the weather tends to be best. But there might not be much action on Everest this May, because the Sherpas who provide crucial support for climbers may not be there. At a key time of preparation on the mountain, many Sherpas have packed and left Everest Base Camp. Their walkout comes after an avalanche last week killed 13 Sherpas and left another 3 still missing. Jamlyn Tenzing Norgay is from the Sherpa community in Nepal. He's a son of Tenzing Norgay, who accompanied Edmund Hillary on his ascent of Everest. So do you think the climbing season is over this year, or should be kind of canceled?
You know, as per our thoughts, you know, and from most of the Sherpas' point of views, we believe that maybe they should call off the climbing season this year as a mark of respect to the people who perished on the mountain, you know, trying to get the Western climbers on the top.
Have you been speaking with any Sherpas back in Nepal who do want to return to the mountain?
No, there's still a debate going on up there. There's a few one or few groups of Sherpas that want to continue the climb, and there's a majority of them that feel that no, they should not go up to mark respect for, because they do not want to walk on the same path where their brothers are. You know, some bodies have still not been found. So I just talked to a Sherpa, a good friend of mine, just about a few minutes ago, and they were saying that maybe about 90% of them were thinking about returning, you know, and not going on the expedition anymore for this year, which I think is also, you know, you need to respect their decision, and also maybe give Chomolungma a rest, you know, for a year or so.
Chomolungma, that's the
local name of Everest. Yeah.
Yeah, local name for Everest. I'm curious, your father was well known as a Sherpa, and you've only climbed Everest once. Why didn't you follow in your father's footsteps?
Well, I did. He climbed it once, and I climbed it once.
Okay.
But he tried to climb this mountain 6 times. And, you know, before in 52, he climbed it just about, he was about 400 meters and had to turn away from the summit because of bad weather. And 53, he got lucky with the weather and, you know, they were able to make it with Edmund Hillary. You know, I don't have any reason to go back to Everest again. You know, I climbed Everest because it is my, you know, it's a family, you know, my father climbed it. I wanted to, you know, be just like him. He was my hero.
What was that experience like for you? I mean, was there one moment that kind of captured what climbing Everest is all about?
I think it's the journey that's important, you know, on this climb. And for me, basically climbing this mountain was more of a pilgrimage, you know, more of paying homage to my late father, since I did not get to know him as well as I wanted to, you know, growing up. It was more of a passion for me to climb this mountain, you know, but unfortunately for most of the other Sherpas that climb the mountain, it's a way of living for them. It's their bread and butter, you know, on the mountain.
I mean, considering the Sherpas are the key to wealthy foreigners who spend tens of thousands of dollars to get up Everest, do you think Sherpas are treated fairly?
Well, yeah, they are treated well on the mountain, but I think, you know, they need to get paid a little bit more. The life insurance they have does not cover much, you know. In case of death on the to one of the Sherpa climbers, you know, the insurance does not pay enough to educate the children and take care of the widows who have no work, because they are the sole bread earners of the family. So I think this is one of the issues they have demanded, but the Sherpas risk their lives a lot more than most other climbers. You know, they go up the icefall, the Khumbu icefall, where the accidents took place, up and down this mountain at least about 25, 30 times in one season, whereas the Western client would probably go up through the icefall about 4 times at the most, 4 or 5 times.
Do you think the Western climbers are really, truly sensitive to the kind of risks the Sherpas put themselves in?
I'm sure they know what the risk is involved, because, you know, they don't go on it as much as the Sherpas do. You know, they're carrying all the loads, ferrying everything up. And today, climbing, you know, Everest has become, you know, almost like a overnight mountaineers, you know, people with a lot of money, they throw the money away, you know, to commercial companies giving $70,000, $80,000 and to take them up on the mountain. If they're not there, then there wouldn't be no jobs for the Sherpas in the, you know, on the other hand also.
Right.
So there's a fine balance they have to have.
What do you think the attraction of Mount Everest continues to be?
Well, I think, people ask the same about, you know, why don't people climb K2? But, you know,
K2 is the second highest.
The second highest, yeah. Or Kanchenjunga, third highest. Why don't people climb that as much as they do Everest? And the bottom line is, you know, people don't want to climb the second highest. They want to climb the highest.
Jamlyn Tenzing Norgay is a veteran Sherpa. He's also the son of Tenzing Norgay. Thanks very much for speaking with us, Jamlyn.
You're welcome. Thanks a lot.